This is Morning Edition. I'm Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul is joining a bipartisan coalition pushing major credit card companies to help stop illegal vaping sales. Raoul and 24 other attorneys general, along with New York City, are urging Visa, MasterCard, American Express, PayPal, and others to block transactions tied to e-cigarette products that haven't been authorized by the FDA. Only a small number of vaping products have federal approval, and most flavored vapes on the market do not. Officials say many online sellers also bypass age verification rules and other safeguards required under federal law. Illinois already bans the sale of unauthorized e-cigarettes under the Preventing Youth Vaping Act, but state officials say illegal products continue to reach consumers through online purchases and direct shipping. A House-passed bill aimed at keeping the Chicago Bears in Illinois provides only a paltry amount of property tax relief to homeowners across the state, Isabella Nieto reports.
The governor's office released an analysis of the legislation that revealed what it's calling negligible savings for property taxpayers in Illinois. The tax break plan for the Bears passed the House last month amid promises that it would also include statewide property tax relief. But Pritzker's office says the current measure offers barely enough in property tax relief to buy each property owner a small cup of coffee at a fast food drive-thru. In its current state, the analysis says the bill at best would yield $1.29, to be exact, for each property taxpayer in Illinois. I'm Isabella Nieto.
Indiana's 2024 primary election saw on average 14% of registered voters cast in-person ballots and 27% with absentee ballots. Today's elections could yield surprising or predictable results. One longstanding voting organization wants Hoosiers to do their research on the candidates before casting their ballot. Erin Kelly with the League of Women Voters Indianapolis chapter encourages voters to conduct research using a mix of nonpartisan, non-ideological sources on their candidates of choice.
Attending public meetings, asking questions of candidates and of ourselves is important. It's important to stay informed, and it's important to work together as a community to come up with solutions.
The League of Women Voters has created the nonpartisan site 411.org.